Good to have you singing with us, Gail. Thank you. And we missed you, Steve. Jeff Stocky's been doing a labor of love with his brother, and we were blessing you the whole time. So we're glad you're back with us. And thank you, Katie Marie. Thank you, James. Right? Thank you so much for adding to us today. This is also a special day. You may have been here before when we had our friends from San Antonio visit. So Reverend Jimmy and his board are all here today joining us, and we're thrilled to have them back. Thrilled. Okay, this is going to be really, really hard. In a good way. I just came back from the Unity People's Convention in Kansas City. And wow, I haven't been there in well over 10 years to go to a convention. And it was the most marvelous thing to step back into that tribe. I said I felt like I was back in the fold. And somebody said, did you ever think you were out? And I said, honestly, yeah, I did, because I took myself out of it. I took myself out of the fold for those years that I was on a break raising my children. And so to come back was so beautiful and gratifying. It was bittersweet. There were a lot of my colleagues and friends that have either retired or passed beyond this life that I miss seeing, but I made a lot of new friends from all around the country. And we were represented there by the United States, of course. Australia, the Philippines, Latin American ministries, and African ministries. So it was a beautiful, it was a beautiful, inclusive, and diverse gathering. Now, our organization, the Unity organization, has its flaws, but I would just propose this, I want to pose this question to you. Could you raise your hand if you grew up in a family that was so functional that you had to leave it in order to get dysfunctional? Is there anybody who grew up like that? Betty and Leslie. Okay, well, I would like. A good minister would say, tell me more. So here's what I'd like to talk to you about today, because there is so much. First, I'd like to tell you that the theme of the convention was One Humanity, Many Stories. And what we discovered, and what I was a facilitator in one part of this, was for us to hold the sacred space for other people to tell their stories. And so even in casual conversation, there was a different kind of listening, because there's hearing something, and then there's really listening to it. Or have I got that backwards? The part where you really, really understand it, and you're holding a space open for that story to happen. So one of my dear friends that I've had the pleasure to, I was in the first year that I was on the licensing and ordination team back in 2000, he was ordained then, and then we served on that team in later years, Reverend Gregory Geis. And since I've seen Gregory, he just lost his daughter to a drunk driver. And he suffered a brain aneurysm that had him in a coma for 4 weeks, where he had to learn everything again. And while he was in that in-between space, his daughter Morgan was there with him. And, you know, when you hear those stories, you feel blessed that you got to hear it. And so Gregory also received the Myrtle Fillmore Award. There's always the Charles and Myrtle Fillmore Awards to honor our founders. And then there's the Light of God Expressing Award that usually goes to a layperson who has been contributing to the Unity Movement and to its working better. So he received the Myrtle Fillmore Award, and if, as you know, Myrtle Fillmore healed herself of chronic tuberculosis through prayer. And so it was totally appropriate for Gregory to receive this award, and I thanked him for the story about his daughter we shared one-on-one, and then the story about his aneurysm and healing was to the entire body. I said, thank you for letting me hear your story. He said, thank you for letting me tell it, because every time I tell it, I heal. And he said, every time I tell it, it makes me better at being who I am. He's now also, besides a minister of a church, he's also a hospice chaplain. And so that was what we were doing. So I invite you, this is your assignment, this is your homework for the next week, to share your story with someone who will have that big open heart space for you to share it. And know that as you share it, you'll be healing a part of yourself or integrating a part of yourself because they hold that space for you. And then I also invite you to be that safe space for another to tell their story. And let me just give you one caution. Let it not be that story that you tell over and over again because somebody done you wrong. You know what I mean, don't you? Because we can really get some energy up about that, but that's not the kind of energy that heals us. That's not the kind of energy that moves us forward in our spiritual journey. So today's theme is coming home, because we just saw all these people standing here who have come home to Unity of Wimberley. Oh, and that's the other thing. I wanted to tell you that the people who have heard of and know Unity of Wimberley were like, wow, what a great place you're in. I'm like, yeah, right? Am I lucky or what? I was not humble. So, because, yeah. And the people who didn't know about it, I got to share my story about you and about the this unique synergy that we have, no matter if you've been here for a day or since the beginning of the founding of this church. And I got to talk to Mindy, and I got to talk to Ellen, and I got to thank them both for the foundations that they've created here that I could walk into. And it was touching, especially for Ellen. So we had a moment, and Ellen's an old friend, and it was good to see my old friend again. It was good to see many old friends again. I'll tell you a really short story. I was ordained in 92, so I've been around for a minute. And in one of my years of being on the licensing and ordination team, we had our first student from South Africa come to us, Tandi. And I won't say her last name because I can't. And she had this beautiful bright light about her that was just extraordinary. Every time, the four times that we saw her during her ministerial training, we were just blown away by her. And one time when we were closing one of our sessions, when the candidate for ministry usually prays us out, I asked Tandi to pray in her own tongue. And so she prayed in Zulu with us. And I just wept, because without the language barrier, she could speak easily and freely from her whole heart, and we got it. I got to see her again. I got to tell her how she's been walking around in my heart all these years, walking around in my heart. And I've been walking around in hers. And so, you see, friends, home is about so many things. But I can tell you the one thing that I experienced this week was the compression of time. To be able to walk back into that sweetness with another as though no time at all had passed, because time is a construct that we have created, but in God time, there is no space. In God time, there is no span of time, of years. There's only my heart and your heart that are perpetually new, that perpetually greet each other as though we were with each other the whole time, because we are. So I ask you about your family of origin, because some of you will be traveling to see family of origin, or will be having family of origin travel to see you. And except for the, with the exception of Betty and Leslie, I would say that if you got together with some of your family, can you think of one person that you might want to avoid? You're already thinking of the person you want to avoid, the person that you have to really breathe deeply when you're around them because. Or the one person that with which you have unfinished business or resentments, the one person, you know, we've all got a crazy person in our family. You know, and every family's crazy is different from everybody else's family's crazy. So there's that. I talked last time two Sundays ago, about how we're family here, and so we let our guard down, and sometimes our beauty and our brilliance and our pure hearts show up, and sometimes the other part of us that's human shows up really, really well, and we learn how to be with that here in this home. We learn how to be with that here. So you may have your family of origin that you have that in anticipation already, that you're going to have to use your best spiritual skills to be around them. Some of you have your chosen family, and that's home to you. A lot of us are chosen family here with each other. You may have a spiritual home, that place that you go, that no matter how many times you go there, you are refreshed and renewed. That might be, you know, the ocean, the mountains, the place where you grew up, the place that you went to once and you long for the chance to go back. But here's the thing. Every place that we go where we're looking for home will have its imperfections that can keep us from experiencing home completely. So, really, what coming home is about is connecting with ourselves. This is where home begins. This is where it begins. I know that I felt like I was home again, not just because I was welcomed so warmly, and because we had one day to go to Unity Village, and the rest of the week we were in a hotel for the convention in Overland Park, Kansas. So I have some beautiful pictures I can show you, because the sun came out just about the time I got to the village, and I got some gorgeous photographs of a place that has been special to me since 1988. And so there's that. But But what changed between the last time I was there and now is me. I am more at home in my skin, in my spiritual life, in my relationships with others. I'm more at home with my authenticity. I'm more at home with my flaws and my imperfections and my places of growth. And that's what's required of us, so that we take home with us wherever we go. And that that requires us to have a conscious relationship with the divine, praying, meditating, whatever way you do that. That requires us to have a compassionate acceptance of ourselves and others. I'm going to repeat that. A compassionate acceptance of ourselves and others. And if you've got something in there for which you are holding shame or guilt or dislike or embarrassment, it's time to heal it. It's time so that you can be home. That no matter what you discover about yourself, no matter what you discover about life, no matter what comes your way, your heart is ready. Your mind and your soul are ready to roll. And I'll tell you, if I ever feel like I'm stuck in my big dang deals, I'm going to think about my brother Gregory and about the way he showed us how to live with the impossible, how to find home in the terrible places. Because the whole time he was healing from his daughter's death, as much as he can heal from losing a child, as much as he had to do in order to heal from a grievous physical malady, he was always praying. And that's why we practice prayer in the good times, so that it becomes an automatic thing for us when the difficult times show up. And don't be deceived that just because you've got a good spiritual life for yourself, that life is going to hand you butterflies and rainbows for the rest of your time. Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. I wish I could say that that was true, but I don't think we'd want that, really. The things that life hands us offers us an opportunity to be either brittle and crystallized and not be able to move with things, or it allows us a chance to be flexible and malleable and trusting in the presence of God. Those are our two choices, my friends. There isn't a middle ground. I don't like to talk in black and whites, but there it is. And yes, sometimes we feel broken, and sometimes we can't find our home, and that's when we need to share our story. That's when we need to step into a welcoming heart that will help us open ours up again. That's what we do. So we're learning how to laugh at ourselves. We're learning how to have humility. We're learning how to take care of our body temple. Take care of your body temple. This time around, you got this skin. Take care of it. I have so much to be sharing with you in the weeks ahead about things that I've learned, about the way my experience last week has shifted me yet again in the best ways, about how we are part of a network of spiritual friends all around the world. Do you know that even now there are people watching us from all over, even now. So don't think that you're just up here on the top of the hill with these people. Right now, they're everywhere. And they watch our podcast on our website. They watch our YouTube channel. They know us by extension. And all of us that were there last week are blessing everybody else's congregations and communities, blessing each other's ministries. So you're getting blessed. You're getting blessed on today by hundreds and hundreds of ministers. Is that all right with you? When our friends go back to San Antonio, let's just shower some blessings on them, will you? Just shower some blessings on them so that they may prosper and so that Reverend Jimmy has everything that he needs to be that spiritual leader he was selected to be. And I know you do, my brother. And that his board is guided with truth, is guided with clarity and conviction in a spirit of service. That our board is guided in that very same way. I could talk to you for a long time, but I'm not going to. I'm really not going to. We're going to meditate now. Because if we don't meditate now, we're going to have to send out for lunch. So it's a wonderful thing when you can go away and have a great time and have equally a great time coming home again. Glad to be home. During a meditation this week, somebody asked us right away to place our left hand on our heart and our right hand over that left hand, if you're able. And to breathe so that your hands can feel your breath. And if you're able to feel the beating of your own heart, that magnificent muscle that keeps life flowing in you. But it is also that symbolic place in which we know that God life flows through us. Can you feel as your hands are resting on your heart? Can you feel how you're cradling yourself? Nobody's looking. Cradle yourself. You are beloved of God, and you have no business thinking less of yourself than that. This is your home. And every place that we go, every person or group of people that we encounter, we're carrying home with us. And it makes it okay for others to find their home as well. That is one service that we can give to our brothers and sisters who are one with us on this planet. Take a moment. Be still with yourself. Thank you. now bring your hands together in the position of prayer, the universal position of prayer. It makes a circle of our arms. It lets us touch ourselves in a way that we can feel the energy in our own bodies. And it is a sign of our humility and our willingness to be open to God life, God learning, God service. And when we say, and so it is, at the end of our prayer, it is the affirmation that everything we have just experienced is true, is already in existence. And don't worry if your mind and your heart haven't caught up yet, they will. And so we say, and so it is. Amen.